This is Dr. Rollington Ferguson dictating cardiology consultation on patient Monte, M-O-N-T-E, first name Mila, M-I-L-A, the date of birth November 29th, 1945, date of evaluation July 3rd, 2025, the chief complaint, 79-year-old female complaint of cough and fever. The HBI, the patient, as noted, is a 79-year-old female who reports a productive cough, sputum, which is green, comma, low-grade fever, and muscle aches, period. She noted that the symptoms had started 1 week earlier, period. She has had no shortness of breath, but at baseline has diagnosis of asthma, period. The past medical history, as noted, includes asthma. Next number, diabetes type 2. Next number, hypertension. Next number, hyperlipidemia. Next number, hypothyroidism. Next number, herniated disc at L4-5, S1, and S2. Next number, degenerative osteoarthritis. Next number, osteopenia. Next number, bilateral carotid stenosis. Next number, history of murmur. Next number, hiatal hernia. Next number, allergic rhinitis. The past surgical history, appendectomy. Next number, cesarean section tonsillectomy, bilateral. Next number, bilateral bunionectomy. Next number, cesarean section. Next number, total hysterectomy and bilateral oophorectomy. Next number, right shoulder arthroscopy, comma, right carpal tunnel release. Next number, trigger finger release. Next number, bilateral cataract surgery. Next number, total right knee replacement. Medications. Levothyroxine, 25 micrograms, 1 tablet, QAM, Janumet, 50/1000, 1 daily, clopidogrel, 75 milligrams, 1 daily, telmisartan, 40 milligrams, 1 daily, Epirisone, E-P-I-R-I-S-O-N-E, 50 milligrams, 1 tablet TID. Salmeterol, fluticasone, 50/100, 1 puff BID. Atorvastatin, 40 milligrams, QHS. Amlodipine, 10 milligrams, 1 daily. Pregabalin, 75 milligrams, 1 HS. Montelukast, levocetirizine, that is M-A-N-T-E-L-U-K-A-S-T / levo, L-E-V-O-C-I-T-I-R-I-Z-N-E, 10/5 milligrams, 1 HS. Requip, 2 milligram, 1 HS. Celebrex, 100 milligrams, 1 to 2 caps, Q12 PRN. Nexium, 20 milligrams, PRN, extra strength Tylenol, 650 milligrams, 1 to 2 capsule for mild, moderate pain, PRN, Tramadol, 50 milligrams, 1 capsule, PRN for severe pain, multivitamins, 1 daily, vitamin C, 500 milligrams, 1 daily, glucosamine, chondroitin, 1 tablet daily in AM, CoQ10, 1 capsule daily in AM, calcium with vitamin D, 1 tablet daily in PM, the allergies, succinylcholine, respiratory arrest, metal sutures and surgical tape, rashes, fruits with resin causes respiratory difficulty, adverse reactions to nifedipine and aspirin. The family history: mother had hypertension and CVA, father had diabetes type 2 and brain cancer. One of two sisters had pancreatic cancer. A second sister had uterine fibroids. All her siblings have hypertension. A brother had heart problems and AFib. A third sister had CVA. And a sister had chronic lymphocytic leukemia. The social history: there is no history of smoking, alcohol, or drug use. Review of systems: eyes, she wears glasses. Respiratory: she has had cough with green sputum. She has associated wheezing and dyspnea. Cardiac: she has history of murmur. Neurologic: she has incoordination. The review of systems: otherwise unremarkable. Physical examination: blood pressure 137/80, pulse 97, respiratory rate 16, height 60 inches, weight 130.8 pounds. In general, she's alert, oriented, and in no acute distress. Data review: EKG demonstrates sinus rhythm 93 beats per minute and is otherwise normal. Chemistries: are reviewed, period. Total cholesterol 3.9, comma, fasting blood sugar 5.7, triglycerides 1.3, HDL 3.3 millimoles per liter, LDL 0.3 millimoles per liter, BUN 7.3, comma, creatinine 89.28 millimoles per liter, period. These numbers were noted all to be within normal limits, period. The impression: this is a 79-year-old female with cough and fever, period. She most likely has acute bronchitis, period. Examination is noted for a murmur suggestive of aortic stenosis, period. The plan: repeat CBC, Chem-20, hemoglobin A1C, lipid panel, period. Echocardiogram, period. Start azithromycin Z-Pak as directed, period. Follow-up: I will see her following our echocardiogram. Dr. Rollington Ferguson, ending dictation. Thank you.